Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hi, friends. My name is Ryan Paulson. I'm the lead pastor at Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I am grateful to be bringing to you your daily audio-filled devotional. It's entitled Spiritual But Not Religious. There's a growing trend of people who describe themselves as spiritual but not religious. One study showed that 1 in 5 Americans would describe themselves in that way. And while each person has their own reasons for arriving at those convictions, there tend to be a few overarching reasons. First, there's an acknowledgement that we are spiritual beings and long for transcendent spiritual experience. As a Christ follower, I would simply say that every human being has, quote, eternity placed in their heart. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. But a second reason is that people have seen abuses that take place in some hierarchical religious environments, and they don't want to subject themselves to that vicious power structure. Finally, others want to decide what they believe for themselves rather than placing themselves under the guidance of another or under the doctrine of a church, for example. And whatever the specific reason, people are moving away from organized religion while maintaining a hold on spirituality. And while this trend feels new for us, it's ancient in its inclination. In fact, the Apostle Paul addressed this when he wrote to the church in Corinth. He said, "But we impart a secret, hidden wisdom from God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." See, people in ancient Corinth wanted spirituality, but true spiritual knowledge was hidden from them. They wanted spiritual wisdom, but they didn't want to embrace the cross. We might say that they wanted spirituality, but they didn't want the Christ. And we see the same thing happening in the U.S. today. People want spirituality, and they find it through mindfulness, yoga, self-help literature, and the power of positive thinking. However, what was true in Paul's day is also true in ours. He wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, "So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God." To say it another way, the only way to be truly spiritual is through faith in Jesus. And while this trend of spiritual but not religious is popular outside of the church, there seems to be another temptation within the church. Religious but not spiritual. Some want to live in their head while resisting any spiritual experiences or acknowledging the transcendent longings in our soul to have relationship, real relationship with God. As Jesus followers, we want to avoid both of those erroneous traps. We want to remember that we are spiritual beings designed to live spiritual lives where we have a real and vital relationship with Jesus. But we want our spirituality to be grounded in the person and work of Christ. So as you go about your day today, take some time to prayerfully ask Jesus to teach you what it looks like to be spiritual and Christ-centered. That was Paul's call for the Corinthian church, and it's Jesus' invitation for us today. Let me pray for you as you go about your day. So, Lord, I lift up all my friends listening. God, would you allow us to be the kind of people who are spiritual, who recognize that you have created us for relationship with you, and that we find that expression of our spirituality centered in the cross and empowered by your Spirit. Teach us today to live in your way with your heart, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, friends. Have a great rest of your day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.